The Gemara continues, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. V'su chodo zimne pogabei ba'abaya. The Gemara before said that Igeres bas mochlas, the head of the Shadim, she had with her 180,000 rivoi, 18,000 rivoi, 180,000 malach chavola, and Reb Chanina ben Doisa was goiz on her that she should not come and appear anymore in the Yishuv. And she pleaded, let me at least have one day, 2 days. So he allowed it to be Leil Shabbos and Leil Revi'os, Tuesday night and Friday night. And that was the limit that she was able to appear. Zog de Gemara v'sucho de zimna, three lines from the bottom, kuf yud beis amud beis. Again, sucho de zimna pogabei ba'abaya. This shade met abaya, I guess either on the Tuesday or on the Friday. Omrele, she told him, Ilav de machze aloch b'rukia. If not for the fact that they proclaimed about you in Rukia, he's haru b'nachmeni. Be careful about Nachmeni. Nachmeni refers to Abaya because Rabbi Nachmeni raised him. Uvisarosoi, and the schus of his Torah, have a sakanteich, I would have endangered you. Omrele, so Abaya said back, Ichashivna b'rukia. If I'm so important in Rukia, so gozrani alaychu, I am goza on you, shloi tavoyre b'yishuv lo'olam. You should never appear in the Yishuv. So that was the gzera that Abaya made sure that she was totally eliminated. The fact the Gemara hokah chazin on the Ovra, lemaisa we see that she still appears. Amri zok the Gemara, hani gazaisininu dafku kufiyut gimelom and aleph. That is not that shade. That's the gazaisa. Zok the Rashbam kshemahalchim b'mavoy shvilei kromim. When the shadim go in the alleyways, in the shvilim of the kromim, in the mavoyes of the vineyard, v'suseim ishtamtim, and their horses run away, mikan uborchim b'yishuv, osu v'dabri luhu. So the shadim appear, that we see them appear, is only because they're chasing back their horses that are mishtamit and go into the yishuv. Be'etzim, they don't appear. The only reason why they appear is only when there's these situations that are not common, not shchiach at all, that they appear is only because shamti susayiv osu dabri luhu. But Be'etzim, they don't appear in the Yishuv anymore after Abayas was goes on them. Now, Lemaisa, it's brought on Halach in Ramon, in Yardaya, Kufta Zayin, he paskins that it's also taka to go Yechidi, Belailo, where? B'mokim, that's not a Mokim Yishuv, because that's where taka is the Chashash of Shadim. In addition, it has to be Dafka dark. If a person has light, so the poets can say, then again, there's no Chashash of going Belailo. Zog di Gemara. Omalei Rav Ravasi. Rav told Ravasi, Loi todu b'moso, de loi tzonif b'susia. Do not live in a city that a horse doesn't neigh, v'loi novach b'kalba, and a dog doesn't bark. Why? Because if you have a horse neighing or a dog barking, so it protects the city, the inhabitants, from ganovim, because the ganovim get scared off if they try to enter. So Omele, you're living in a protected city. Zog di Gemara, Val todu b'ir, the reish mosa asya. Do not live in a city where the head of the city, the mayor, the governor, is an asya, a doctor. If he's a doctor, so then he's going to be busy taking care of his patients. He's not going to take care of the communal needs. He's not going to have any snow plows out there when it snows. So mamela, don't live in such a city. Others are gurus, the reish todu b'ir, the reish mosa asi. Where the head of the city, Rashi brings Zagirs of Asi, meaning like Rav Asi, a Talmud Chochem. If he's a Talmud Chochem, Zog Rashi, Roifa, Va'amilo Talmud Chochem, Betavayu Chataima, because the Talmud Chochem Vaita is going to be busy with the learning, he's not going to take care of the communal needs of the Tzorchem of the ear. Zog the Gemara, V'loi Tansiv Talte, do not marry two ladies. And Inasiv, because why? Because if you get married two, so then they'll be Miyayets one another to go gang up against you. But in the Siv Tat, if you marry two, in the Siv Tlos, it's better to marry Tlos, to marry three. Because like this, the third one will be megala to you what the other two are planning against you. Zog di Gemara, Omalei Rav, Rav Kahana, Hafoich Menevelto. It's better to deal in a profession that's even Hafoich Menevelto, very, very low type of job, being Mahapach in a Nevela, Velei Tepach Bemili. But don't have a profession where you have to be mahapach your milim. We have to change your words. Someone who's a broker, someone who's a middleman, he tells the buyer A, he tells the seller something else. So Mela, you end up being meshaker, explains the Ben Yoda. It's better to be mahapach menevelta than to be mahapach in mili, even if he might look like a prestigious job, but you being mahapach in mili, you're causing sheker. Don't have such a profession. Zog demorah pshol nevelta b'shuka. It's better to remove the skin of an nevela nishuk, v'shokel aga, and get paid for that, and that should be your parnosa, rather than be mitzach lebrius. And it's paskan like that in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Nun Hei, in Yodeya, then al titzach lebrius, it's better to be poish in nevela to b'shuka. Zok di gomor v'loy teim, and you shouldn't say, kahana no, I'm a koyen, v'gav rabba no, I'm an important person, v'sanya b'milz is pasnisht. Now, even though Taka we paskin that you're not be mishtamish b'koyin, can have a koyin work for you, but if he does it for his parnosin, then it's Taka muta. Zog di gemara, salkas le'igro. If a person goes to his roof, now roof is another way of saying he's traveling, even if it's a short distance, even if it's as far as his roof. Salkas le'igro, shirusach b'hadoch. Make sure you have your food with you. Your food with you, you don't know what's going to be when you travel. If you have 100 gourds that are sold in a city for a zuz, very cheap, make sure you acquire it and have it under your garb. Do not drink medicine. Do not take too much medicine. Zok the Rashbam. Six lines from where it gets wide, Rashbam. Al tashtis samim, do not take medicine. Bipnation nikvalem vest, you get addicted to it. Via lipcha shelcha, and you'll be addicted to the medicine. Vitafsid moitz, and you'll end up spending a lot of money on it. Vafil refuah loy tishti, even if it's medicinal, don't use it. Im efshel refuah achers, if you can have another medicine. If you have another way to merapi yourself, instead of using the addictive medicine that's gonna be mafsid your moitz, it's gonna cost you an arm and a leg, so use that. Alternative medicine, seemingly, that it's not going to get you addicted and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. That's Rashbam's pshat. Rashi says, another pshat, Dr. Rashi, Leitish the summer, Leitlamid Lishay Samim Nation Tikva Lehain Vest, Vialib Khashoch with Tfaz and Mois, like we said in Rashbam, same pshat, Lishnachina, Leite Rogel Lishay Samonim, do not get used to medicines, because the Omar, the Maila Lahai, the Kosha Lahai. It might be good for one ailment, but it's going to cause an ailment, a hardship, an illness in another limb. So, or in another aver, in another intestinal organ. A person might take a blood pressure pill, but it causes harm to a person's liver. Rashi's saying, Poshut, medicine might work for one, but it's koshi le'idach. The Gemara says, daf membeis on membeis. Zog Gemara vaita, v'loitashvin nigro. Loitashvin nigro means, do not take a psia gasa. A psia gasa, a big leap is noitel morinayim shalodom, or don't jump over a pond or a river. That's Rashbam's second pshat. V'ist mefasha, not just psia gasa, but ist mefasha nigro amas hamayim v'gilim bnei adam likvoit meivaze leivaze lekatzidaka and take a shortcut. Zok digamora v'loy ta'ake kocha. Do not remove a shein, a tooth, because Rashbam says because it's sofish it is rapa, it will heal on its own. It'll get healed. Now, Rabbi Nachmanah brings over here, we're talking about a shein ha-toichen, teichenes, a grinding tooth, or like the wisdom tooth. Don't take it unless you have to remove it. If you have to remove it, it's painful, the points come on mate, but it's time to remove a grinder, you're not going to have it replaced. So, Mamela, and he says it's kosher la'ayin, and he says it causes diminished eyesight. Don't stam remove a tooth. Zog the Gemara, v'loy tekane b'chivya. Do not start up as a snake. Snake will overpower you. V'loy tekane b'amor, do not start up with a goy. Zog the Gemara vayta, the first white line, Tonu Rabbonon. Gimel ein miskane behen, there are three that a person should not start up with, ve'elu hein, nochi cotton. A Gentile, a goy, that's a cotton, even when he's a cotton. And Yerushalmi in Trumas, in the end of Perek Ches, says, a maisa that took place, that Tinoikas started up with a goy that was a goy chazerim, and at the end of the day, this goy eventually became a melech, and he was gozer, all types of Xavis and Klal Yisrael, and he wanted to be noikim, and then they convinced him, at the end they were nitzel, and they were matzliach for him, to convince him not to have these Xavis take place, but he warned them, and he said, it's because of what you did to me when I was younger. So like the Gemara says over here, nochi koten, he'll grow up eventually, and he'll take revenge. Nochash koten, don't be miskana ben nochash koten, a small snake turns like a big snake very quickly. The Talmud koten, or a Talmud that's a cotton. He might be a Talmud cotton today, tomorrow he might be a Gol Hador. Don't start up with a Talmud cotton, and it'll come around like a boomerang that you feel bad when you started up with a Talmud cotton. Zog di Gemara, my timer, the Malchusayu Achoyre Udnayu. They're Malchus, meaning they'll become Gdoilim and become greater people, like the Nochi cotton can become a Melech, or someone that has power, or a Nochi cotton can become a danger, and a Talmud cotton become someone that you'll regret what you did. The Malchusayu Achoyru Nayu. Their Malchus is behind the ear. Meaning, just like behind your ear, the Ben Yoyod explains, he says, a person's eyes, you have to open your eyes to see. A person's mouth, you have to open your mouth. Your ears, you don't have to open your ears to hear. It's automatic. Suddenly, you'll hear it. As soon as something is said, you hear it. So through their malchus will suddenly turn around, and before you know it, they become adults. And memelo, they'll be noikum, or it's not good for you. The malchusaya achor nayu, their malchus is like behind their ears. It's about to happen. Achor nayikoi is behind their ears. Omele Rav le'eva bre. Rav told Eva's son, I tried teaching you Torah, but it didn't work out. So Torah, instead, I'll teach you Milad Alma, and that will be something that you'll gain from Milad Alma. We learn different halachos from Yataka. It's also Torah, the Milad Alma that he's teaching him. When you still have sand between your toes, and you're coming from the marketplace, and you have wares to sell, and the sand is still between your toes, zvinach zovin, sell your wares, don't wait around, don't procrastinate. Kol mili zovin v'techaret, everything you sell, you'll eventually regret, oh yeah, I could have sold this for more, I could have sold this building for more, I would have. When it comes to wine, you'll never be mischaret, because if you wait and you procrastinate, the wine turns to vinegar, so you won't be mischaret that you sold it. Zog demora shori kisech, psach sakech. First, shari kisech. First, accept money. Open up your kiss to accept the money from the item you're selling. First, take the money. COD. Psoch sakech. And then open your sack to give the item away. If you first give the item away, then you won't get the money so quickly. Then it's not going to be, it's going to be owned by a koffer. It'll be owed to you and you won't get it so quickly. So first, get the money, then give the item. Kava me'aro. A kav is a smaller measure than a kur. So kav, it's kedai to have a kav of panos me'aro. But aro means that it's in a near place. My panos is not in a far distance. V'loy kura me'igro, but rather a kur me'igro. Igro is a roof, but a roof is another way of saying it's further away. Even not a far distance, but it's a distance. So mele, it's better to have a kav me'aro than a kur me'igro on the rooftop. Zog mo tamro b'chaloy zoch levei sud nerohit. If you have tmorim in your chaloizach, in your sal, in your basket, levei sud neroit, run to the brewery to make beer out of it. If you're going to procrastinate, then you'll eat those dates, this tamarim, and you won't have beer to make. Vat kama, how many tamarim do you have to have that you have to worry that if you stick around and you're not going to go make beer out of it, you'll consume it and you won't have? Vat kama, omarova atlas asa, until the measurement of three saw, you have to be concerned that you won't utilize it properly for making beer, but rather you'll be gnashing on it. Zogma Omra Papa, Ila Iloy de Ramoy Shikha Loy Atre. If not for the fact that I had the opportunity of dealing in beer making and brewery, Loy Atre, I wouldn't have turned rich like we had the Gemara before. Rapapa, the Gemara said that he was on the right of Abayin and he went to the left, he put him on the left, even though there was a shade coming across him, because he had a good mazel, he was rich. Here the Gemara says, Rapapa Taka was rich from the beer industry. Ikadamri Omer Rav Chizda said, he loved the Ramoy Shacha Layatri. If not for the beer industry, I want to become rich. Zogma Mai Sudna. It says, you run to a brewery, Sudna. Why is it called a Sudna? What's the Lashon of Sudna? Omer Rav Chizda Soy Noah. It's a secret, meaning it's an easy way to make a panosa. Ugmilis Chasodim. And with the money, you can do chesed. You can lend it out to people. You can do gmach. You can do halvois. So it's a money making business, and you can do milas chesed with it. Omer Rav Papa, Kol Agav Gav Yeboi. Kol Aga Gav Yeboi Zokt Rashbam. Kol Dovar Shetzorach Lichtov Shtar Olov. Anything you have to write a star, any transaction could go in. Malve or Vamona, or let's say someone owes you money. Gav Yeboi, you still have to collect it. Kloima Adayin Utzorach Ligvois Vyesh Betorach. It's not a simple task. If it's not COD, not cash on delivery, then you still have to be goivit. Kol Ashroi, and anything that's owed to you, Sofik Osi Sofik Loyosi. You never know if this guy's going to pay or not. Uda osin, even when it comes to you, mois rois ninu. It might be a bad coin, something that's mois rois. So mele, it'll pay you, zok tashbam, zuza zuza. Imagine getting paid a few $1,000 in pennies. So you never know how you're going to end up getting the payment if it's owed to you. Now, Tosfos over here says that Rav Papa said, he loved Ramoy Sichel Yatra, and that's why he became wealthy. Only because I married a Bas Koyen. That's why I had the schus of us. I had the yichus that I, who I married. That's why I became rich. So it's not a contradiction, not a stira. Both were gurim that he became wealthy. Continues the Gemara, Gimel Dvarim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. There are three things Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Anshei Yerushalayim. Kshat Yoytze L'Milchama, when you go out to a Milchama. Now this is referring to Milchama's Reshus. Because Milchama's Mitzvah, you got to be the first. L'Milchama's Reshus, Al Teitze B'Rishayna, do not be the first to go. El Teitze B'Achana, be the last. Why? Kadesh Dikonis B'Rishayna. So when you have to retreat, and you have to go back, you'll be the first one back into the city. Make a Shabbos chol, like we said before in the Gemara, even if it means not having to the shlishes. So, instead of taking handouts, be mevata and make Shabbos chol, meaning two sudas, and not the third. The Gemara said, kasad hasad, the minimal you should have, and make it your business to go out of your way to have that at least. But al kaponim, make your Shabbos chol dik, versus being mitzach lebrius, v'av mishtadl nimisha shomis chekesloy, and try to associate yourself, be a business partner with someone who has good luck. Shomis chekesloy, things are going good for him. Zok the Gemara, shloishet v'gamam Reb Shuben Levi mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. There are three things Reb Shuben Levi said in the name of Anshei Yerushalayim. Al tabe beganois mishum ma'aseh shehoya. Do not do private things in the garden because of the ma'aseh shehoya, the ma'aseh of David and Basheva. Zok the Rashbam, the David and Basheva d'chsev. So that whole ma'aseh took place because of the things that were done in a mokum ganois, which was somewhat fahesia, in a mokum megula, where it should have been done in private quarters. So al tami begana, do not do things privately in a gan because of ma'aseh shehoya took place davening b'sheva. Bitcho bogo, if your daughter became of age, shachir avdcho. If she has no shidduch, even if you shachir your own eved, v'ten lo and give it to her, so she be able to marry someone. V'avizoy b'ishtcho, michosna rishoyno, michosna rishoyno, and be careful about your wife with the first son-in-law. My time, Rav Chizda, oma mishum elvo, l'chshash harayis. Rav Kano, oma mishum momoin. She might spoil him and spend an exaggerated amount of money on him to spoil him, so be careful. Zogmar hova isnu, tzadistira, both can be true. With the first Adam, you have to be careful. There are three that are Neuchel Elam Habo. Eluhin. Hador Beitzol, someone who's an eight soul. Vamagal Boron Tamatera, someone who's Magal's children Tamatera. Vamavdil Aliyayim Bemotze Shabbosois. Someone who's Mavdil Aliyayim Bemotze Shabbos. What does that mean? Zokta Mahi. The Meshayah Mikidush Lavdalto. He leaves over from the Kiddush for Avdolah. And the Mashor explains, based on the Tosav here, it means that I don't have enough. I only have a minimal amount of wine. I use what I have, the minimal amount for Kiddush at night. I use it for Kiddush in the daytime. And I don't use any extra for Oynik Shabbos. But rather, I keep it over for Havdalah. Havdalah overrides the din of Oynik Hayom. And that's Taka, the Meshayel, Mikidush al Havdalto. And that's Taka, the Neuchel Olam Haba. The Torah brings that a person has a choice of only one. He only has Kiddush for either Kiddush Balaylo, for Kiddush Hayom, or for Avdolah, he says Kiddush Hayom, meaning at night you can make with pass, you can do with pass. So maybe that might be, Avdolah might override it, because the Maisi, Avdolah, you can do with pass, and Kiddush Hayom, at night you could do with pass. So in Siman Reish and Aleph, the poets can discuss what's taka better, what overrides what. Is it Kiddush Al Yayin, or Avdolah, and Kiddush you can do on pass, since Avdolah you can do on pass. Ayin over there is Reish and Aleph, the Mishabura and the other poets. Zok de Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha Machas Alena Koshbor B'chol Yoim, the three people that the Eibusha proclaims about every day, Al Ravak, someone who's single, not married, Hador B'krach, and lives in a krach, in the city, and there's an opportunity for Znus, Ve'en Choyte, and he's not Choyte. Val Oni HaMechazer Aved LaBaleo, an Oni that even though he's poor, he does the right thing, he's Mechazer Aved LaBaleo, Val Osher HaMaaseh Peroiz B'tzino, an Osher that's Maaseh Peroiz B'tzino, he doesn't make all to do about the tzedakah that he gives. It's done quietly, it's done B'tzino, it's done without fanfare. That the Eibishter is Machzalein HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yoyim. We'll stop over here. Rav Safra.